A big cock is not always the best cock. Not for a mistress anyways, unless he's born submissive. They're around, but not the norm. The big dick man may be less intelligent than a boy with a small penis. He'll be more confident and less apt to wear a slave collar or take a whip. A small cock loves bondage. He imagines his cock being wrapped in CBT gear. He is a submissive who loves humiliation. He loves hearing the words, "Today we lock your cock in chastity because it is otherwise useless, and it will keep you from getting a puny little hard-on worthy of contempt." A small penis is much fun for mistresses at a CFNM party, being passed around. Not in a conventional way, that is. More like a footstool and a little sissy in panties. So what is my point? Both have their place. Often, mistress likes to ride a big stiff dick without involvement. This is perfect for a cuckoldress mistress. The penis deficient male is the cuckold, and the mistress is mistresses always. Not all of this is accurate, of course. There is room for exception. Some very good slaves and sissies have sizable cocks, often embarrassed of their endowment. Some small cocks make very good dominance, making up for it with confidence and power. But they won't be seen in my stable, of course, unless they submit.